Parents and educators, do you know what the TBH app is? Well, you're listening to episode 16 of the SmartSocial.com podcast, and my name is Josh Oakes. The TBH app stands for To Be Honest, and it's an app that students are using these days to create polls about their friends. It lives in our red zone. That means the apps that are full of anonymous behavior, bullies, and that the downside fully outweighs the upside. So I want you to be careful. I want you to enjoy this episode, but also hang out to the end. We're going to teach you some extra stuff. The question is, how do you keep your kids safe and smart online while helping them have fun and someday build a positive online identity that can help them in the future? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. We interview experts each week that help you be the best parent and/or educator you can become to protect your kids and students online. My name is Josh Oakes, and I travel the country each year teaching students and professionals how to shine online. You can learn more at smartsocial.com. Enjoy the show. Parents, do your kids have the TBH app? What is the TBH app? Well, TBH marketing says, see who likes you, answer polls about friends, get gems when picked, and see when friends get picked as well. Here's what parents are saying about this app. Should an application be able to require full access to a kid's contacts and locations like this app? Don't exploit kids' desire by extracting such personal information. Your app is an overreach into the lives of unaware, very young kids who just want to connect with their friends. Another user says some of the questions are wildly inappropriate. Before we get started into this app, consider joining Parent University to get videos you can watch with your kids so they'll learn how to be safe and smart online, and you'll learn how to protect themselves from apps like this. In addition, you can get access to our Neighborhood Watch for Digital Safety. It's our private Facebook group. You can watch videos with your kids called How to Get Kicked Out of Harvard, Can I Share My Password with My Best Friend, 4 Questions to Reduce Bullying, and a lot more videos that teach your kids how to be smart online so you don't have to be that bad parent telling them what not to do. Now, what is the TBH app? Well, TBH stands for To Be Honest. The TBH app is a social networking platform. Users anonymously answer questions and polls about their classmates, and this is where it gets interesting. In addition to answering questions, students can submit new questions and polls as well. Now, questions and polls are created by the developer in an attempt to keep the app from becoming insulting or negative. When users create a poll, the poll must first be approved by the developer. This is somebody we do not know. In order to use the app, users or students have to grant TBH access to their phone's location and contacts. Now, location is very bad. We as adults know that. But contacts can be even worse because then it can communicate with your students' friends. TBH also uses the phone's GPS to list schools in the area. This is where it gets scary. Then a user selects the school that they attend, and this is where predators get access to your kids because they can drive up to a school and they can just jump into that school's chat group. Questions are multiple choice, and a list of students' friends' names are the available choices. We'll show you what that looks like. Now, users earn gems when their name is picked in a poll, and this is what we call gamification. You get points when you use certain features of the app and when you begin to use the app more and more. Gems act like little trophies and are color-coded, pink if a girl picks you or blue if a boy picks you. Now, why should parents care? Well, users cannot use the TBH app unless they allow the app to access their phone's location and contacts, and especially the contacts is where it gets very scary. There is no verification process on the app, so anyone can sign up at any age and say they attend a school in their area even if they are an adult. Even though the questions and/or polls are approved by the developers, TBH can still promote bullying and make it easier for students to become a target. And remember, we don't know who these developers are, and we don't know what their values are. Children can encounter inappropriate content if they spend time on the TBH app, so you have to be careful if they're on this app. Well, why should parents care? This app encourages users to anonymously critique their classmates, which can promote unhealthy student interactions. Not only is the gem system a form of gamification, the gem system can also become a form of cyberbullying since it is based around peer judgment and using real people in the polls. Common Sense Media says privacy concerns, a future chat function, and the possibility of mean use are still concerns on TBH. Fortune says TBH's gamified structure still feeds the distraction and sense of disconnection that are causing epidemic levels of depression and isolation among today's smartphone-addicted teens and students. What can parents do? Well, if your teen has the TBH app, have them delete it and discuss the dangers of anonymous apps. Check out our parent app guide page on smartsocial.com and encourage your student to use the apps in our green zone. Also, take a look at Parent University, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Discourage your teen from using anonymous apps or any apps that promote giving anonymous feedback to others. Challenge your child to find positive and new ways to connect with their peers on social media. Consistently work on having an open and healthy dialogue with your children about social media. This is the only digital safety app, is you, the parent, having a healthy dialogue with your kids about what they're doing online. Consider asking your teen about their day at school and online and just listen. As a parent, strive to be approachable and supportive whenever possible. Next, if you want to be the smartest parent on the block, consider joining Parent University to get videos you can watch with your kids so they'll learn how to be safe and smart online. You can get access in addition to our Neighborhood Watch for Digital Safety in Parent University in our private Facebook group. You can learn more at smartsocial.com. It's $9 a month at the time of this video. Some of our videos are how to get kicked out of Harvard with just one post. Kids love this. Can I share my password with my best friend? 4 questions to reduce bullying. 3 words to have fun and be smart on social media. How to take group photos for social media. When to tell your parents if you see something bad online. How to find old social media accounts that might be hurting you. How to create a 5-year plan with your teen, and how to handle cyber bullies so that your kids know about this stuff ahead of time. I hope you'll consider, for $9 a month, joining Parent University to get practical tips to protect your student today and allow them to shine online tomorrow. All right, parents and educators, I hope you found that helpful. Not the best of apps. There's a lot of them out there. But I want to teach you something that I talk in a lot of my speeches about. You may have heard this before from me, but we can't hit it home enough. I was in a speech yesterday in San Diego, and at the end of the speech, when I had gone through these 3 steps, I had somebody, a mom, raise their hand and say, "So where do I start?" And these 3 steps are really the starting spot. So I had to take a step back and go, wait, if I taught this, and then she asked exactly what I taught, what she should do, then maybe I'm not explaining it enough, and maybe I can improve my explanation. So here's my 3-step plan for every family to keep them safe. Everybody's asking, where do I start? And this seems to be one that is the very, very best that we found. Step 1 is, if your student is not online, you need to audit your student's online image using Google to see what's out there. Wait, what? My kid isn't online, Josh, you don't understand. You need to audit your student's online image to see what's out there, because other people are posting for your student without you liking it or not. Oh, but they're not online, nobody can tag them. Wrong, tagging is not the thing that people think it is. You gotta Google them, and there are other people with the same name that are causing havoc that do look like your kid until proven otherwise. And then second, there are basically, your kid might be posting in a way that you don't know. Shocking, but I get this call all the time. I had no idea that my kid was doing that, Josh. Why didn't you tell me? Well, I'm telling you right now, you gotta audit your kid. Now, if your kid is in high school and they are online, then you've gotta go spend some time auditing them as well. So step 1 is audit. And I'm trying to tell you gently, whether your kid is not online or they are online, you have to go to Google. Audit, maybe I'm making it too complex. Audit means go to Google and search for Josh Oakes, your kid's first and last name, without quotes, then do it with quotes, then do Josh Oakes with quotes, plus the name of the city, I live in Santa Monica now, plus the name of the school, maybe Josh Oakes, plus the high school I went to or the school I'm currently employed at, plus, and then go search for your kid's username. Oh, my kid isn't on social. I don't need to do any of this. Wrong. I don't want you to take that attitude. I hear that all the time. And then I get calls. It's too late. The kid has done something they didn't know, or they found stuff. It's shocking. I mean, it's so funny. We live in a world right now where people, they have 100 no's until it's a yes, and then it's too late. So that's what I want you to do. Step 1 is to audit your kid online. But what that means is, and I'm sorry if it sounds too vague, go to Google. Search for your child. If they are 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, good time to search. If they're 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, must, it's an absolute must to search. There is stuff online for your child. I would search and go to the first 5 pages of Google. All right, that's step 1. And step 2 is, you've got to dialogue with your student about their future and where they want to eventually go. You have to talk with them about, where do you want to go to college? What do you want to do for your career? What do you think your major should be? This dialoguing, after you've audited, is going to, the dialoguing is going to get your kid picture to picture their plan in their life. Right now, your kid may have a device, they may not, but when they do have a device, we want them to have a purpose with it and a plan, not just have it as a pastime. So if your kid just is given a device because they want it, because their friends have it, that is the wrong reason to give your child a device. But if you have college plans and your kids know that they have a device to keep them safe so they can call you at any time, and then also they know that everything they post is going to be seen by their dream college, and they know what sport they might want to play or two sports, and, oh no, my kid's in elementary school. It doesn't matter. That young, you will see behavioral changes if you have a future plan for your child. And there are fancy psychologists that 100% agree with us. They have fancy terms. But all I say is have a plan. Go tour some college campuses in elementary school and middle school. It is not too early. Your child is so bright. Next. So that's step two. Step one was Google your kids. I call it auditing, but Google your kids. Step two is dialogue with your student about their future. Go talk colleges, tour colleges. And step three is create content. And what that means is take group photos, talk with your kid about what do you want. Talk with your kid about their Google results. You've already talked to them about the college plans and career plans. Create pictures and videos that change the Google results to be more in line with step two, which is where they want to go to college. Hopefully this is making sense. To me, it's crystal clear, but I'm a bit of a nerd. I've seen this. I've done this for some of the world's biggest companies. This works in corporate culture. We've done this for some students and gotten them into their dream school. And it's not fake. It's just, where are your kids at based on their Google results? You know, Google treats I have it posted on my desk right now. Search engines treat everyone the same. It doesn't mean that your little angel is better off. Search engines will treat everyone else the same and put them in front of your kid if your kid's not posting. And then dialogue and create content. So those are our three steps. Google, talk with your kids, and then create content that you put on the internet to push all those other bad results down. The more content that you create, the better Google results are. If you're in front of a computer right now, which you probably aren't, you're driving, you're listening, you're jogging, whatever, go search for me, Josh Oaks. Last name is OCHS, like Orange County High School. Go look what comes up. I flooded the web with tons of other stuff. All the photos are me. Everything's, I've flooded the web. Oh, but Josh, you're different. Not really. I've got a weird last name, but there's a bunch of there's other Josh Oakses out there. I have just spent a few years doing everything I'm telling you to do. So I'm sorry that that's so long, but three-step plan for every family. Remember, are you going to go search online if your kid isn't online? If your child is in elementary school, but they're not in social media yet, are you going to go search? Yes, you're going to go search on Google. If your child is in high school, are you going to make the excuse of, oh, it's too late, it's all right, no, they're applying next week, it's too late? No, you're going to go search because it's important, because you might need to take something down. It turns out that, and it's so funny, and I welcome your help. You can email me if you have any ideas, but we're trying to explain to people how very important it is. I'm practicing Spanish ahora, like meaning right now, at this time, at this hour, it is important to go search for your kids this week, this hour, and see what comes up, and then have a dialogue, right? I'm trying to be bilingual. I'm kind of proud of myself right there to do that. Okay. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I appreciate all your time. Hope you've enjoyed these three steps and the app guide. Talk to you guys soon. Keep it light, bright, and polite. Take care. Thanks for listening to our Smart Social Podcast. Are you kind of frustrated with always being the bad parent? Maybe the parent that tells your kids what not to do? Well, we designed something called Parent University that has family videos. That's videos that you watch with your kids, to teach them how to be positive on the internet, to show them how to get kicked out of Harvard, perhaps to show them why they shouldn't share their password with their best friend. And parents use us as that example that they can then turn to. Well, maybe you shouldn't do that because Josh said it's a bad idea. In our Parent University program, not only do we have those family videos, we also have videos that bring you up to speed as a parent on exactly how to use Snapchat, exactly how to use Instagram, what the bad apps are. We go behind the scenes and teach you everything you need to know to be an expert. We do it in short videos. We show you everything you need. We also give you access to all of my Parent Night content that I travel the country sharing with parents to bring them up to speed on how to be safe and smart on the internet. I hope you join me. You can learn more at smartsocial.com and sign up for Parent University. Also, you might even be able to get a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping and Handling, Light, Bright, and Polite for Parents. I hope you'll take us up on that offer. I'll see you soon at smartsocial.com. I'm Josh Oakes. Thanks so much for listening. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite. Have a great day.